2CC Richard Pernow Podcast.
Here's where we can try and help you with your financial problems with Luke Smith, SMSF Specialist at Envision Financial. If you'd like to talk to him, you can do it now, 6255-1206. Welcome, Luke.
Good afternoon.
Another big week.
Looking
how we can make the most of the money we make.
That's it. Today we're talking about maximising tax deductions and giving some people some things to think about, where it can come from, what you can use, how you can make the most of super and mitigating unnecessary tax bills.
Two words that I like in that statement, maximising deductions.
Yes, exactly right. Maximising deductions,
are we minimizing,
not avoiding tax.
Are we minimising them these days, aren't we? We're not doing it properly.
Well, the government's making it harder and harder, so I think we've got to try and take advantage of every opportunity we get, because they're not making it easy to get money into super, and I think people need to do a little bit more sooner. Because the thresholds are getting chopped lower and lower and lower. So,
but doesn't that take the weight off the government if we get good super?
Well, you would think that.
Let them do what they want if it's going to maximise super.
Many years ago, they came to the realisation that taking pressure off the social system was important, and they allowed people to throw $1 million in a single year. You would think if they wanted to take pressure off Centrelink and things like that, incentivise people and those that have the capacity to make contributions, let them make contributions and take the heat off the social system. So I don't understand the logic. Obviously, there's people a lot smarter than me out there, but...
Has it crept up slowly, these changes?
Look, they continue to change things. I think, if anything, they've crept down, if we're talking about contributions, because back in the day you could put in, you know, $100,000 and claim a tax deduction, then it was chopped to 50, then it was chopped to 35, now it's a blanket 25 for everybody. So, you know, everybody's at a different stage of their working life, and people need the ability to try and make the most of the opportunities they have with the time frame they're working with.
Yeah, Luke Smith, maximising deductions by using superannuation. Step one.
Well, I guess it's talking about how people can make contributions. So a lot of people out there would be comfortable with the concept of salary sacrifice, and that's directing money to superannuation on a pre-tax basis. That's one way of doing it. The second key way of doing it is to make a personal deductible contribution where you use your own funds and you direct them to superannuation, and then you claim a tax deduction in the financial year. So same net outcome. One's done previously by your employer, the other one done by yourself, and then you lodge some paperwork with the fund. And the third one that I think is really underutilized is what they call an in specie transfer.
Oh, you got me.
Where you take an asset that you have. For example, I've got $10,000 of Commonwealth Bank shares. Okay, you can transfer those into your super fund. Okay, and then claim the value of those shares as a tax deduction in the financial year. So a really good way for people that don't have the liquid cash sitting around but may have accumulated assets outside of super, they can transfer those assets in under an in specie transfer.
In specie.
In specie.
It's a new beast. It's a new beast.
There you go.
Yeah. And you could do that with any amount of shares?
There are certain rules you need to sort of make sure you cover off. Section 66 of the Corps Act.
Okay.
Off the top of my head, I think it's... that's where we need to go.
Is that commonly known, that part three?
Yeah, look, it is. Yeah. You know, a lot of we do a lot of work with a number of different accountants, and you know they're well across this. So people giving good advice are, you know, taking advantage of these things. Your mum and dad's out there that accumulate assets and go, well, I'd like to make a contribution, but I'm not sure how to. This is a really good way of not having that free cash flow and being able to transfer some specific assets. You can't transfer all assets.
Right.
So I always preface by saying, check with your accountant before you move anything, because there are specific rules under Section 66 of the Corps Act that says that you need to move certain things. And there are certain exemptions for things like commercial real property.
Okay, so there are three ways you can start this maximising your reductions.
Exactly right. So you can make a salary sacrifice contribution.
Yeah. That's going to the pay office and saying take another 50
correct.
Bucks out, please.
And we're going to touch on a limited need to do that in the future because some legislation's changed.
Here we go again.
making a personal deductible contribution, which was always good for your self-employed.
Yeah.
They have the ability to make a contribution prior to 30 June, and obviously then taking advantage of in specie transfers, which just means basically in its current form.
Right.
Take my CBA shares from my own name, transfer them into my super fund, CBA to CBA, but you get the benefit of the deduction.
Just a flash forward on that, Luke Smith. What happens if you retire and those shares are over there?
Well, that just then forms part of the asset base that you can draw a tax-free pension from.
Yeah, sure.
And those dividends can be used to try and fund the pension drawings to meet lifestyle costs.
So do all of those achieve the same end result?
Yes, very much so. So I guess the important thing to think about here is to always start with why. Why am I doing it? And why am I trying to move assets either from my own name or to super? And what sort of contribution am I going to make? Last week we talked about non-concessional contributions when no deductions claimed. This week we're talking about concessional contributions. That comes with its own set of rules. But the biggest change in legislation was last year when they removed the need for salaried employees to salary sacrifice. In the past, you had to make progressive contributions to super, i.e. each fortnight you gave up a bit of your pay. You couldn't put a lot of money in at the end of the year retrospectively.
Mm.
Now, the rules around that have been removed. So now salaried employees and self-employed people are effectively treated the same. So for me, there is very little need for people to be salary sacrificing on a fortnightly basis. And we're going to touch on a little strategy a little bit later to where people can maximise that. But it's important for people to think about, why am I putting it in and how am I putting it in? So salary sacrifice, you lose your money every fortnight from your employer, okay? A personal deductible contribution could be something people should look at because they can have greater control over their money and achieve the same level of deduction.
Oh, right,
so we're skinning the cat the same way, we're just doing it in a slightly sharper manner.
Yeah. What do you think really about salary sacrifice?
Oh, look, I think people really need to consider how they receive their remuneration, because when you have a choice to pay 39, 49, 34% tax on your salary, or you could pay 15,
yeah,
I think people need to be mindful of the long-term benefits of accumulating money inside super, where the maximum amount of tax you pay is 15%.
Yeah.
If you're saving outside and you've received a salary of $100,000, you're paying tax at potentially 39 cents in the dollar.
Mm.
So it's about thinking about how we can structure our assets, because at the end of the day, super is just a tax effective vehicle to hold assets. A lot of people make a misconception that, oh, through the GFC, my super went badly. Well, if you had CBA shares in your own name and CBA shares in super, they both perform the same.
Mm.
So it's not super that's the issue. It's what's in there and the quality of what you hold.
Yeah.
Super is just a really tax-efficient way of holding assets and planning for later.
If you'd like to talk to Luke Smith, you can do that from Envisioned on 6255-1206. Why would I want to make a concessional contribution to super, though, Luke?
Well, I guess this is where people need to look at their own situation and be proactive. So you can make a contribution with wages. Okay, that's one way of mitigating all of your income being taxable in your own name. They may have sold an asset. This is one that's used very effectively where, say, for example, you've sold an investment property. Okay, you could use some of those proceeds to make a deductible contribution to super. Now, that could help mitigate or potentially reduce some or all of the capital gains tax that could be payable on the sale of an investment property.
Now, that'd be nice, wouldn't it?
Well, it would, but you need to then make sure that you've made the contribution in the year of sale. You've spoken to your accountant and you're making sure that you haven't gone over your thresholds, because there's a few things that people need to be mindful of that we'll touch on in a second. But it's a really good way of building assets and mitigating tax and controlling the total return on your investment for non-super assets. People can also use it to maximise super leading into retirement. So where they can make regular contributions either in June or July, there's $50,000 you could put in the last year that you work to maximise how much capital is in super. So there's a threshold of $25,000 a year per financial year. So if you're leading into retirement, you think, okay, come December, I'm going to be finished. You'd want to think about putting $25,000 in before June. That covers the end of that financial year. And $25,000 in July, that covers off the balance of the next financial year. So you could get $50,000 in and claim a tax deduction in that 12-month period to try and bolster your superannuation assets leading into starting a pension and walking away from work.
And Luke, you've said to us many times to watch the datelines.
Very much so. So, you know, another key thing for people to think about there is, well, what if you started a pension?
Mm.
Okay, so you start a pension, you take some money out of super. It may or may not be taxable depending on your age, but you could then put it straight back into super and claim a tax deduction. So it's a good way of thinking about, where are my assets? What are my resources, and how do I proactively manage not just my tax profile, but also how I structure and build for retirement?
All right, just in summary in this bit too, Luke Smith, what's the timing of my contribution? You know, during the year, once, as you just mentioned, but at the end of one financial year, the start of another one, salary sacrifice?
Yeah, well, I guess it really depends. So the big things people need to think about are, when have I sold an asset? Do I have the capacity to make a contribution? What's coming in from my employer? So when someone makes it is really determined by their own cash flow, what they're doing, and how they can maximise their overall position. So the big takeouts are when, i.e. do I do it during the year for cash flow purposes, or do I do it at the end of the financial year as a personal contribution? And that also comes down to personal preference. If you're not so good at following the rules, or you don't have your self-control is not the greatest, then maybe giving up some salary sacrifice during the year prevents you from getting to the end of the year and not having any money.
Yeah.
They want to make sure they look at their overall situation and look at where they can reduce tax from the sale of assets, how they can fund it. Do I put in cash or do I transfer in an asset? So the in-specie option's a really good way of making sure you maximise your deductions if you don't have free cash sitting around. And also check, does my fund allow me to claim the deduction? Some funds allow in-specie transfers, others don't. So you need to check before you do it.
Does a fund allow you to shift all this stuff around?
Some funds do, some funds don't. Oh, okay. So you need to make sure that you check with your fund before you do these things, because if you try and do an in-specie transfer right before the end of the financial year, you could be running a little tight.
Oh.
Could be better to have cash, so it pays to be proactive.
Okay.
And also, you know, can we use a pension and how can we use that to generate some cash to then put it back into superannuation and maximise your overall strategy?
A lot to think about, isn't there, with these deductions? Maximising your deductions.
You need to be proactive. You need to be on the ball. And as I say every week, there's nothing worse than someone comes in and says, oh, I didn't realise I could do that. I could have made a deduction for the last 4 or 5 years with assets. I just haven't had the cash. So that in species is a good example.
It is too.
You don't know what you don't know. And we say that often in the office, because until people sort of open your eyes to certain things.
Yeah.
You know, I'd rather people know and don't use it than want to use it and not know.
No, it's an ideal situation. But there are rules to follow on.
There are. So last week we were talking about non-concessional, no deduction. This week we're talking about concessional. So the government have just kindly dropped that limit to 25,000 per head. Okay, so that is 25,000 from all income sources, not per job. I get asked that one a lot. I've got 3 jobs. Is that 3 lots of 25?
So it's all in
one. No, it's 25 across the board. The other thing is the 25 includes your superannuation guarantee payments from your employer. So if you've got $10,000 coming from your employer under your agreement, you've got a $15,000 window to do something yourself, either salary sacrifice in specie or personal deductible contribution. So don't get that confused. It is not on top of superannuation guarantee payments. And one out there for the CSS and PSS members, okay? The rules in relation to how that's reported changed last year, so now there is a notional assessment against that $25,000 limit. In the past, it was a much smaller calculation.
Oh, I see. All right.
So you want to make sure that you go onto the website, CSS, PSS. It's very clear on the site, so you can make sure that it's there. So people need to be mindful of that so they don't get caught during the year. And also think about where you could make the deduction and how you can make the deduction. As you said, we touched on before, if you've sold property, for example, and there's a capital gain, or you've sold some shares, maximising your deduction is a way to reduce your assessable income, because at the end of the day, capital gain is a tax calculation like income anyway. So it's important that you think about that. Any other big ones are, make sure you get your paperwork right. Okay, so the paperwork between salary sacrifice and personal deductible contribution is different. If you're making a personal deductible contribution, make sure you lodge your intent to claim a deduction paperwork with your fund. Also, make sure that you have recognition of that contribution from the fund. Okay, the ATO can be ruthless on this.
Yeah.
And it could result in you making money, a contribution to super, and not getting that benefit. Because generally speaking, if you don't provide that intent to claim a tax deduction notice, they will treat it as a non-concessional contribution, i.e., no deduction by default, unless you tell us otherwise. Gee. So get your paperwork right.
Yeah, dot the I's, cross the T's.
Yeah, and also be mindful of the super that you have. Could you use a pension and have a pension payment out of your fund as a way to create liquidity to then put the money back in to maximise your deduction. If your salary's tied up funding children, wives, husbands, partners, cars and mortgages and everything else. Yeah. So think about your resources as part of your broader
paperwork's
allocation.
Always important, isn't it, Luke?
Paperwork's king.
Get it all right for the ATO. How can you use existing assets to make contributions?
So a really good way to take advantage of banking legislation is offset account and redraw facilities. Okay, and this ties in with salary sacrifice or personal contribution. I would much rather see clients have control of their funds during the year and pay off a mortgage if it's there, because generally speaking, most mortgages people have are not tax deductible. So they should be forwarding or thinking about forwarding as much money as they can to pay off their house as quickly as possible. So if you're reducing interest during the year on a debt that's on your home and you have an offset account or a redraw facility, why not get to the 1st of June and then look at the account and say, well, I've done a really good job of saving. There's a little bit extra sitting in there. Why not pull that money out, make a personal deductible contribution, and then get yourself a tax saving at the end of the financial year. So you can effectively, in that scenario, double dip, pay down your house, reduce your interest cost, and then take the money out of the offset account or the redraw, throw it back into the super fund. Okay, and for example, a $15,000 contribution at a marginal tax rate of 39% is worth just over $3,500. And if you've been saving into your offset account and it's the 15th of June, and you pull that out and put that in before the 30th of June and claim 100% of that money within your thresholds, for me, it's a rather smart way of achieving the same outcome as salary sacrifice, but you've been able to pay off the interest on your house and have access to that money.
Yeah.
So for me, there's very few instances now where people should be salary sacrificing because the personal deductible contribution rules are really, really flexible.
Much better.
Exactly right.
And before we leave this bit, check your limits. Get your paperwork all
check
done.
Check your limits.
Get ready early.
Yep. That's right. Be prepared.
Yep.
Don't leave it to the last minute because you can't make in specie transfer contributions quickly.
Not all super funds have the in specie contributions.
So you've got to check. That's right. Exactly right. So as we say, all cognac is brandy. Not all brandy is cognac.
Yeah.
So not all funds are the same.
Yeah.
Maximise your limits. Use your offset accounts and your redraw facilities because that's a really, really good strategy following the change of the legislation.
Yeah.
If you don't have cash, go in specie. But most importantly, start with why. Why are you doing it and why are you trying to get an outcome? Because that's generally far more important than doing something for the sake of a tax deduction.
And don't forget, the financial year ends on the 30th of June, not the 31st of December.
Well, exactly right.
Check your dates as well, too, and ask why. Acronym for the week, we've got DRP. Tell me, what's
Dividend
DRP?
Reinvestment Plan.
Yeah,
so
you got my head's just caved in. What's that?
Yeah, you see a lot of these with listed shares where you can reinvest the income that they distribute into more shares in the asset that you hold. So really good way of having an automatic reinvestment that you don't have to think about. It's a good way to build up a long-term holding. The downside is you generally can't control the price that you acquire them at, because obviously share prices go up and down, and depending on when the dividend's paid, you get the price at the time. And the other thing is that the income that's reinvested is generally still taxable in your own name, but if you've invested it in additional shares, just make sure you've got the wherewithal to get hold of the money to pay the potential tax.
And talking to you, Luke, you really raised some trivia points. Think about the financial year. Make your paperwork okay. Think ahead rather than behind.
Yep.
Be
exactly
proactive
right.
rather than reactive.
Exactly right. Yep, exactly right. People generally leave it too late.
Yeah.
And we saw that this year because the end of financial year was a Sunday.
Mm. Oh, yeah.
And if the funds aren't cleared, it didn't happen. You've got to be – I feel for the people that walked in on Friday and said, oh, look, here's a check.
Sorry.
Love to take it, but sorry, not going to happen.
You missed out. And you get more information on Envision. Their hotline, their financial services line is 6260-4749, 6260-4749. You got 6 weeks education, seconds remaining. You've still got some bookings available.
Look, really good. We've got some spots, and when you think about the spend, your average statement of advice is going to cost between $660 and $3,000. 6 weeks, $550, super cheap. Come in.
Tax deductible?
Deductible.
There you go.
Find a good accountant, they can make it all go away.
I wish I could find one. Luke Smith, and you can go online to envisionfinancial.com.au/events for all of this function, 6 weeks of education, and find out how you can fix up your money. Luke Smith, and from Envision, you can ring him, 6260-4749. Or get it all together, get my ducks in a line, and we'll talk in a week. Thank you, Luke.
See you soon, mate.